Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. I see the car insurance market is giving drivers some much-needed relief. The average cost is now £648, a 20% drop from a year ago.
That is a significant decrease, Alice, from £806 inches June 2024 to £648 inches June 2025. I wonder what factors are driving this trend.
It's interesting that even young drivers are benefiting. The 17-24-year-olds were paying an average of £21.30 inches October versus £19.86 inches December, dropping to £12.51 inches June 2025. That's a 37% saving.
So, what's behind this drop? I mean, after a dramatic surge in 2023, we saw a fall across the country over the last 12 months.
Quotient's data shows all regions saw a decline from May to June. London, though, still has the highest premiums at £951. The West Midlands and North West are also paying over £700 on average.
Right, and with rising repair costs, car tax hikes and new low emission zones, one would expect bills to rise. So why the drop?
Greg Wilson, CEO at Quotezone, suggests that the stabilising premiums are welcome relief for drivers with strained budgets, but he also warns about factors that can still drive up costs.
What are these factors, Alice?
Even small changes can affect your premium. Moving house, switching jobs, altering mileage, or modifications like roof racks, tow bars, bike carriers, they all need to be declared to avoid invalidation.
Wow, that is so surprising. I would have thought something like roof racks would be minor.
Exactly, and it's not just about avoiding invalidation. Keeping your insurer informed helps you avoid overpaying. Shopping around is still crucial, even if your renewal cost is lower this year.
So, the main takeaway is to review policies regularly and ensure all information is accurate. It seems like being proactive is key here.
Absolutely, with the average cost at £648, it's a good time to explore your options. You might find even better savings.
And for our listeners, remember that even though prices are dropping, it's still important to stay informed and take advantage of the lower rates.
That's right. Thanks for joining us, Lewis. We'll be back with more business news in a moment.